Good evening and welcome to the debut show of Healing the Heart with your host tonight and every Sunday night at this time, Dr. Eric Love. My name is Deborah and I will be the co-host for tonight's show. Spoken of by many as one of the greatest living masters of the Bach flower remedies, Dr. Eric Love has the oldest ongoing classes in the world and has worked and helped over 1 million people. He has been a practicing homeopath now for 40 years, although he is no longer in private practice. He has served as founder and director of the International Association of Homeopathy, based in Montana, for 18 years. He has been honored to train many thousands of individuals from Hong Kong to Israel and around the United States who now use his healing approach. Dr. Love has authored 3 books, The Art of Healing, Physician, Heal Thyself, and Personality Profiles of the Bach Flower Remedies. Dr. Love has been on numerous talk radio shows across the country and now finally has decided to host his own show, Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Welcome to the BBS Radio Network, Dr. Love. We're so honored to have you.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here with this wonderful team.
Great.
And I've got to tell you, in the get-go, I hadn't worked with 1 million people, worked only with about 100,000. But once those zeros get so long, it's really hard.
I must have put an extra zero in there.
Forgive me. 1 million people. Yeah, well, that is too cool.
Well, that's okay. The point gets across that you've helped many, many people with these flower essences. And, you know, a lot of people don't know what these flower essences are. I know that, you know, you and I have talked, and I was introduced to them through my veterinary person who is a homeopath for my dogs. But you can find them in health food stores. But can you tell us a little bit about what these flower essences are and, you know, how they work?
Okay. My system of healing is built around the Bach flower remedies. Mm-hmm. And what they are is flower essences that you can buy in the health food store pretty much throughout the United States. And each of the flower essences works with a different kind of emotional issue. And what they do, Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist who studied with me, I think she put it best. She said the action of the remedy is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and work through some issues. So I always tell people that the Bach remedies are not about Bach remedies. What they're about is you handling your emotional baggage. And what Dr. Friend said was that they trigger and catalyze you. They stimulate you to get busy and handle that baggage. It could be fear, anxiety, depression, guilt, different kind of emotional things. So you actually have different flower essences for different emotional issues.
Mm-hmm.
So when if you had a girlfriend who had a lot of guilt, for example, in fact, I have a student who has a lot of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And she's telling me that the guilt is not as bad. She's been working with the flowers, and she's been processing on the inside of herself, processing her issues from her childhood where she was blamed a lot and everything was her fault. And she's telling me that she feels that that's moving through now. So what happens is you take the spectrum of the emotional component and
mm-hmm.
your feelings, and that, like, excuse me. People say body, mind, and spirit. Mind is the emotional component.
Mm-hmm.
Mind is the emotional spiritual conflict. Mind is the karma that you carry from the previous lives. All of the disease is all predestined. It's all karmic from previous lifetime. And the way you deal with it is to learn the lessons that God's trying to teach you. So if you put it in street level, and you could go to any church of any religion, any Christian religion, Buddhist, Jain, Muslim, any church anywhere in the world, and you say, hey, guys, isn't it true that God gives us experiences because he's trying to teach us things? And everybody will agree. Say, okay, well, how come I got these migraines, you know, or how come I got all this depression or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And what mind means when you're dealing with body, mind, and spirit, it means that you're dealing with the issues that are the karmic issues that are causing your suffering. Spirit, and that's what we use the Bach for. You take the flowers, the one for fear, or the ones for anxiety, or the ones for guilt, in order to trigger you to go ahead and figure that stuff out and work that stuff through.
I see, but mm-hmm. what if somebody doesn't acknowledge their emotions or is unaware of what exactly is going on? Do these flower remedies activate something in the mind?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And I think, to be real honest, Deborah, most people don't want to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Most people like their disease. They get a lot of attention. We get a lot of payoff from having disease. I'll tell you a couple stories. Well, anyway, the first story, the guy says, I've got this rheumatism. I've got this arthritis. And he pats his leg so lovingly where he has arthritis in his knee. People love their disease. They don't want to change. The only person who's going to change is a person who wants to change and wants to grow and wants to learn from their experience. For example, I have a brother that I, when I say brother, I mean, you know, a dear male friend. And he said, you know, I knew I shouldn't go back to New York. He's listening now. Hey,
you.
He said,
hello.
I knew I shouldn't go back to New York. God bless you out there. And I said, well, what'd you do? He said, well, I went ahead and did it. And then he said, I was offered a job driving a truck. He said, I knew I could feel inside of me. I could hear the voice inside of me telling you, don't drive a truck. Don't do this. I said, so what'd you do? He said, well, I went ahead and drove it. And he began to slowly get sicker and sicker and sicker. Now, this is a spirit part, body, mind, and spirit, where our job is to listen to the still small voice of our own soul, which is telling. I had a woman today tell me, I went over to see my mother, and then all this itching and all this rash and all this pain started up when she went to see her mother. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. Did you want to go over to see her? And she said, no, I really didn't. It was late. And I had a feeling inside that I didn't want to go. And I said, well, but you went in and did it. She said, yeah, you know, I was obligated and felt guilty and everything. And then all her conditions started up when she hung out with her mother, because her mother takes her power and sucks her energy and dominates and controls her. So what the remedies do is, like, which is what we just talked about, there's a group of about 9 remedies for shielding and protection.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is spirit teaches you how to shield and protect yourself. Although we have to establish, number one, a person has to want this. They have to, because it's not the remedies who heal you. It's not the remedies that heal you. The remedies are not about the remedies. The remedies are about you go ahead and making the changes that you need to make so that the man says, no, I don't want to drive a truck. There's something wrong with it. The woman says, no, I don't want to go over and see my mother. This is not what I want.
Does this go back to the second book that I quote, Physician, Heal Thyself? I mean, is that what that means, that comment? Heal thyself. You need to heal yourself. The Bach remedies are not going to do it for you, per se. But the person...
Yeah, I had the greatest honor of my life was when I was invited to come and talk at the Naturopathic College 3 years in a row. And I had a student... I had a bunch of people signed up as students with me from that. And one of the girls said, you know, she said, I thought that the remedies were going to heal me. But what I discovered is that the remedies are triggering me to have to go through my own process and heal myself.
Mm.
And that was a shock for her. you know, because she wanted a, just a quick fix, and she realized she had to work on herself. She had to process her. She had to process her issues.
Mm-hmm. And do
and
you
that's
help,
what's having people.
Do you help uh-huh. people process their issues too with these remedies, or do you just, or how do you work with this? How do you work with people with these remedies?
Well, you know, me, if I give someone remedies, I give them remedies. I talk to them about 3 or 4 days and talk about the process they're going through a little bit and mm-hmm. encourage them. And, and I ask the person to pray because you always need to get in touch with your higher power. It's your higher power. It's the God self, the great self inside, which gives you the solutions and gives you the answers. John Lennon would wake up, May Ting, who was... his girlfriend for a while said that he would wake up in the morning and he'd have a song all in his mind and he'd write it down, sing it into a cassette recorder, and voila, he had a new song. Spirit was giving him that. So Spirit will give you answers, whether it be in a dream or when you wake up in the morning, or it'll just dawn on you, and you'll begin to realize things about your life. That's what we want to have happen, for you to realize how you are causing your own suffering. When I, and this gets back to physician heal thyself, mm-hmm. Which is what's missing. Well, in our society, what's really missing is dealing with the emotional component. Hardly anyone's really dealing with that. And yet you go around and talk to your friends, they're all depressed, they got anxiety, they're all worried. This guy over here, he's like so dominating, you can hardly stand it. This other person, everybody walks all over him. This other person has guilt, and then no one wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
Over here, the mountain I'm looking up at, Yarnell, they had the fire there. I don't know if you know, 16 firefighters died. One of my students was the last person to look in their eyes of 16 firefighters before they died. I said, where are you going? I said, we're going to try to block this fire from the town. And the fire turned around and swooped down and killed him. And she barely made it out with her alive, with the fire nipping at her. And I had another, her car had another student like that, barely made it out. Trauma. And yet, no one would talk about it. So I go talk to people from there. Now they don't talk about it. You don't talk about emotions in America. You don't deal with any deep emotions. So
but
what...
How do you get through to somebody to actually talk about their emotions or just think about their or process their emotions with these flower essences so that they can activate?
You know, what happened with me is what after about 2 days, the people have been so traumatized, they're like, well, screwed up, you know. And they were, the people, I said to my back, I said, how are you doing? He said, I'm not doing very well. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, that's the trauma of having yourself almost killed by that fire and barely making it out of town with the fire nipping at your heels of your truck, you know. He said, yeah. So I said, well, I got a remedy for trauma. It's called Rescue Remedy.
Mm.
And we can talk about that at some point. It's a mixture of 5 remedies for trauma. I said, here, take this. He goes, okay. So the next time I came into the store, I said, how you doing? He says, much better. I said, that remedy working? He goes, yeah, it's really working. So you kind of have to wait till people are ready, because, you know, when I went to the naturopathic college, one of my students, one of the kids there said to me, Dr. Love, why is it that all the teachers here are so unhealthy? The professor, she said, they're so unhealthy. Their skin is unhealthy. They look unhealthy. I said, well, that's because they don't know how to work on themselves. They know how to heal everybody else. But what's missing in natural healing is that we don't know how to work on our own stuff. So the gateway into the emotional component, into the shadow side, into your darkness, into the mind, into the emotional spiritual component, the gateway is when you decide that it's okay and you would like to work on yourself. And
yes.
Then you choose a system. You can choose the flowers. You can choose my system. There's other systems out there. But you choose then to go and deal with the divorce that you had. Deal with the fact that you were sexually abused as a child. Deal with the fact that your daddy beat you when you were little. Deal with the fact that your mommy and daddy never really hugged you or never gave you love. Deal with the fact... goes to your heart or what you're saying. Deal with your experience that God has given you, your experience of life, and deal with your pain.
So that's
what the flowers do. Uh-huh.
I see. So this is very different than something like cognitive therapy, where you go in and you speak with a clinical psychologist and you try to redirect your thinking of whatever habit or a problem you're having. This is different. This is piercing through to an understanding.
Yeah, because if you use the power of your subconscious mind is very powerful. Redirecting your thoughts, that's a good system. But what happens is that this stuff is coming from somewhere way, way, way deeper. And there's an understanding that you have. Let me give you a couple stories that you need to have, that you need to connect the dots. I had a woman, she's one of the greatest psychics that I ever met. She's a buddy of mine. I was working with her, giving her remedies, and she told me this story. She said, one day, my son died. And I said, that's heavy. And she said, yeah. She said, and at the end of the week, my husband died.
Oh, my.
So I said, that's real heavy. She said, yeah. And she said, and then my friend said, come on up to the cabin for the weekend. So she did. And when the weekend was over, they gave her the keys and said, you can stay as long as you want. So she told me she stayed for 3 years.
Wow.
She cut her own wood. She carried her own water. She just was a mountain girl alone taking care of herself. She lost her family. She was processing this. She told me at the end of 3 years, she came back down into the world and began to work again as a psychic. She had actually healed that. So how do you heal those things? The therapy systems, most of them are not deep enough to actually do this. And I'll give you another example.
Yeah.
If you go to the Vietnam Memorial, Washington, D.C., you'll see the names of 56,000 kids that were killed in Vietnam, that memorial wall. What they don't tell you is the kids who come back from Vietnam, 58,000 committed suicide. Kids that come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, more kids commit suicide than actually die in the war fighting.
Yeah.
So the question is, I've heard these boys open up and they tell me, you know, you kick the doors in and you go in and you shoot all the men. Sometimes you make a mistake, you shoot the kids, too. Sometimes you see your boys get killed. How do you deal with that? Well, the answer is, unless you can figure out how to process it and resolve it on the inside of the inside of yourself, it's going to stay with you. It's going to eat you up for the rest of your life.
Can you tell us what processing means to you? I mean, what do you mean by processing?
Well, and back to that, I'll tell you two stories. One is I met a vet. I gave him money for the gasoline. And he took the money, and as he held the money out to take it, I saw writing on his forearm. So I said, I've never seen a tattoo of writing on someone, and he showed me his arm, God bless a soldier in time of war. And other things about being a soldier. And I said, whoa. I said, were you a soldier? And he goes, yeah. I said, Iraq? He goes, yeah. And we got to talking. He told me some horrible things that he saw. He told me that he wakes up sweating every night and trembling around midnight. So I said, well, hey, I got some rescue remedy out in the car. And it's for trauma. It's got the Star of Bethlehem for shock and trauma. Good remedy. It creates it stimulates the fastest rate of healing of trauma on the planet Earth.
Mm.
Everybody needs to know about it. So I gave it to him, and I said, take it every hour. Came back in a month. He was there. I gave him my money, and I said, oh, by the way, how'd that remedy work? He said, it worked good. because I'm no longer waking up sweating in the middle of the night, and I'm no longer waking up trembling. He said, and 50%, 60% of my pain is gone.
That is miraculous.
So it, yeah, it's like a miracle, and God has given us that, and we need to learn to use it. And blows right over everybody's head. That's why I got this radio program. I'm trying to teach people how to heal their heart. I'll tell you another story of processing. And this is really a cool story. The young lady that this happened to is listening, and she gave me permission to tell the story. Well, she called me, I don't know, a week and a half ago, and she had, her arms were just itching. She was tortured from the itching and pain. And she had gone to the doctor, got these drugs like to kill her. And the doctor says, yeah, you better go off those drugs. She says, I'm done. I don't want to take any more drugs. She called me, and I said, do you have any rescue remedy? And I said, you know, spray that on there. So she did. And I said, now we need to deal with what's going on. She says, everything's fine. I don't have anything that's going on. I said, well, let's think about it. And we talked, and then she told me, she said, yeah, my mother lives next door, and she's incredibly dominating, and she tells me when to eat and when to do this and how to do that, and controls and dominates my life. And she's like in her 50s, and this is something from the childhood. Mm-hmm. And the Cherokee taught their children that between the age of 50 and 60, your inner child material comes to the surface, and if you don't get it, it turns into physical disease. So I told her, you're in the window, and your inner child stuff is coming up, and your soul wants you to go ahead and heal that stuff. So I said, we got to use remedies for shielding and protection. There's about 9 of them. And through that, through those remedies, Spirit will begin to teach you how to process so that you can develop boundaries and shielding and from the parasites and the the leeches, the vampires, so people suck your energy, take the power, and dump on you, which is happening big time to her. So she started taking the remedies. We talked every few days, and then she got real good. She was, her arms were real good, not bothering her. And then she called me today and said, my arm's dying again. I'm just dying, and they're hurting, and they're itching, and it's just all, no. Her arms were acting up. It was her lips. She said her mouth, the rash on her mouth, and it was just beginning to flare up and itch and hurt and all that stuff. So I said, what'd you do? She said, nothing. I said, did somebody do something to you? She said, nothing. I said, think back. And I said, when did this happen to you? When did this start? She said, last night. And I said, what time last night? So it was like, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, something like that. So I said, what happened to you before? She said, well, I was fine. I was perfectly fine. And my arms weren't hurting, and I didn't have the rash in my mouth. Everything was fine. And she said, I just, I went over to my mother's house and sat down and watched TV and hung out with her for a while. And I said, bingo, you got it. I said, you went over there, and you got zapped. She sucked your energy and took your power. And your soul doesn't want you to do that anymore. You're 50 however old you are, and your soul wants you to stop this. Stop allowing people to take your power. So your soul sent you this pain to get you to stop doing this. So as we were talking, she's processing. She's going, oh, okay, so maybe I shouldn't go over there so much. I go, yeah, that's probably a good idea. Get some boundaries. Have your own life. The people who are taking your power, draw some boundaries with them. She goes, yeah, I guess I need to do that. So she processed that. So when we were done with the telephone call, I said, so how is all that rash around your mouth and all that pain and itching and stuff? She said, it's almost gone. So by her processing that and learning, see, because what the secret is that we're moving into the age of enlightenment. Kaleshwar, a spiritual teacher in India, I've had students who were devotees of his. He says we're moving from the age of darkness into the age of enlightenment. Mm-hmm. But he said that two-thirds of the population, three-quarters of the population of the world would die during this transition. What Dr. Kolb, who I've been honored to be on her show, I think three or four times.
That's on PBS Radio, right? You've been on, show. Temple of Health on Saturdays at 9 a.m.,
Saturdays at, what time?
9 a.m.
She's the best.
She's the best.
I love her. And she refers to it as the ascension. And I refer to it the same way that Thomas Jefferson, George Washington referred to it as the Great Enlightenment. Well, as we move into the Enlightenment, Kyle Shore says it's going to be real easy to become enlightened. So I can say these things now, and you'll understand. Everybody will understand now. Whereas 10 years ago, I'd say these things, and nobody gets it because we were still in the dark age. So here's the secret. With all that being said, here's the secret. During the dark age, and the dark age that we've been in, God has used physical disease to get our attention that there's some changes that we need to make. So body, mind, and spirit, the mind and spirit part, is that spirit is using the suffering, the migraines, the back pain, the conditions that we have, the depression and despair. There's lessons that our soul wants us to get, to have and to grow. In our society, we don't grow. In our society, we never change. Life is all materialistic. It's about getting things. It's about having fun. It's about escape from pain. And it's about money and sex. John David Morton said he quit being a psychic because everybody said, when am I going to get laid and when am I going to get paid?
Dr. Love, I've heard you quote Edward Bach, who is the founder of these flower remedies, and your quote was, quote, suffering is a corrective to point out a lesson, end of quote. I mean, it's almost as if suffering can guide us to our own healing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. See, I told the kids at the naturopathic college, I said, the first thing that should happen is when the patient comes in to see the doctor, that the doctor needs to sit down beside the patient, take hold of their hand, and go, honey, what's happening to you? And listen. And the woman will say, oh, Doc, I'm so depressed. I got so much anxiety. I'm worried about money. I think my husband might be cheating on me. I think my kid's on drugs. And the doctor needs to get all those things, help the patient resolve all those issues. Because those are the issues which are the wake-up call. Those are the issues which are triggering the physical condition, physical disease within the patient. And the doctor needs to help the patient to work through all those things. Because, as you said, Dr. Bob wrote, suffering is a corrective to point out a lesson which by other means we have failed to grasp. And never can it be eradicated until that lesson is learned. So there's a lesson there. I had a woman who was in all this pain. And she signed up for my one-year certification course. And she called that fibromyalgia, excruciating pain.
Yeah.
And she said, I know where it's coming from. And I said, well, I said, let's just, take the remedies and we'll talk and we'll see what happens. In a month, she told me, Dr. Love, I'm a good Christian woman. I do everything right as by the Bible and as by my church and everything. I'm a good wife. I'm submissive. I do everything right. But my husband is dumping his negative energy onto me, and that's where my pain's coming from. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. That sounds right to me. That's reasonable. So then she went and talked to her husband and said, listen, I need you to stop this. The reason I have the pain is because it's your pain, because you've been dumping your pain on me, and that's where my pain's coming from. So I need you to stop it if you want to stay married to me. And he broke down and he said, oh, gee, I'm really sorry. And he said, definitely I'll stop it. And he did. And her pain went away. She processed it.
Yeah.
She learned what it was about. She dealt with it and went away.
And she acknowledged where the origination of it was coming from and did her own healing on it.
Right. So the pain was to bring a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that Bach said was, suffering is beneficent and for our good, and if rightly interpreted, will guide us to our essential faults. So there's certain faults that we have that our soul is trying to correct. Like, for example, in her particular case, she was too much of a doormat, too much of a nice guy, letting him walk all over her. So she needed to learn to have boundaries and to establish her own identity and not allow him to put his pain onto her. And that was a fault. That was a fault that she had. So her soul was trying to correct that particular fault, gave her the pain, and as she worked it through on the inside of herself, figured out what it was, got it resolved, and voila, the pain depressed. It's the same with the young lady today. And when she realized what her soul was trying to get her to do, was just to stop going over to her mother's all the time and giving away her power to her mother, then the rash and the pain went away. Right. And all the physical disease has that component. That's the first thing that a doctor should do, is sit down and deal with the pain, the inner pain. And sometimes, Nicole, and it's really complicated. Sometimes it's really buried. You have to pull the records and open the files. And the sweet thing about the flower essences is, once you learn to use the remedies and use them according to protocol, and you learn to use them in a really deep way, then you're going to be able to do this with people and do it with yourself. Number one person to heal, physician, heal myself.
Yes, and Dr. Love, we have to take a short break, but we've been talking to Dr. Eric Love, and he has authored 3 books, The Art of Healing, Physician Heal Thyself, and Personality Profiles of the Bach Flower Remedies, all available from the author. If you'd like to contact him, go to www.drericlove.com, or you can, and if you go to that website, it'll have his email address and his phone number, and his email address is, and I'm sure it's okay if I give this out, right, Dr. Love? medicinewind.11@gmail.com. And if you're just joining us, you can reach him with questions or comments at his website, www.drericlove.com, and that again is www.drericlove.com. Or you can call in directly to BBS Radio using our toll-free numbers throughout the United States and Canada, and that number is 1-888-627-6008. And again, that's 1-888-627-6008. Well, Dr. Love, I have a question for you. I think the title of your show, Healing the Heart, is so poignant. And I'm so glad that you are actually dealing with healing the heart, because I think so many aspects of our society, put it in the closet. Am I wrong?
Yeah. And see, the reason back to heart is that the seat of the mind is in the heart, mm-hmm. not the brain.
Yes.
If you go in the West, people think that the mind has consciousness. In the East, people know the mind has no consciousness. The soul has consciousness.
Yes.
And the seat of the mind is in the heart. So if you're going to deal with the mind, you have to go in through the heart, which means you have to go in through feelings.
Yes, and the heart has been used as metaphor over and over again for ages, and it has so many connotations. And I've got 2 things I wanted to bring up to you, and I just wanted to see how you felt about these. There's a man named Jack Kornfield, and he's an author. He's a Vipassana meditation teacher. He's a clinical psychologist. He wrote Path with Heart, and he did audio sessions called Meditations of the Heart. And in the audio session, he says very poignantly, the heart is meant to be broken. And when I heard those words, I thought, why would someone say that? But then he said, when you break the heart open, you expose it, and it's tender and vulnerable, and a butterfly landing on it, you could feel the sensitivity. It's sensitive. It's open. And then, and I thought that was interesting about the heart. And then the second one was Leonard Cohen. And I think you and I are at the age that we know who Leonard Cohen is. He was a writer, poet, and musician in the 60s. And there was a poem he wrote, and he says, and he's talking about the heart, and he says, "There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." And again, I thought, wow, so is healing having to do with opening the heart, cracking that heart open and opening it? Is that where healing takes place, do you think?
Yeah, I would say that's the beginning part of it. Because what you want to do, what the goal is to deal with the issues of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
See, the issues of the heart means the issues of the mind. It means the issues of the heart. It means, have you actually done your work on the sexual abuse that you went through when you were a child? Have mm-hmm. you worked on that? Have you resolved it? Have you resolved the traumas from when you were in Vietnam? Have you resolved how everybody walks on you and takes advantage of you? Are you still a critical, nasty person, or have you resolved that? Have you resolved being dominating and pushy and bossy? Are you still mean in your spirit? Are you a mean-spirited person? Are you impatient? All you do is rush around, workaholic. Have you resolved that yet? And all of the issues of the human being and the mind, you go and you have to deal with that through the heart. So you want to open your heart to yourself, open your heart to your own process.
Right, but that opening has got to be, that portal, that opening is just so, I think, so important, because I find a lot of people with their hearts closed and protected and armored and out of fear.
Well,
we're
in a culture where the agreement is, and all you guys get a pen and write this down.
Mm-hmm.
The agreement, what we're taught is, we do not deal with any deep emotions. So anything that has to do with feelings or the heart, we'll deal with it. So you go talk to your girlfriend, and then, "How are you doing, honey?" She says, "I'm so depressed. I've got all this anxiety." And the next time you go see her, she said, "Yeah, they put me on Prozac and Zoloft." Well, so you go, "Girlfriend, you need to deal with the issues. What's going on with you?" "Well, she doesn't like being married to the person she's married to. She's got all this karma between her and him. She needs to resolve it." I have a student who told me about all this heavy karma with her husband. She said, "I wish she could just die."
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't tell me that anymore. She says she's happily married. She processed it. She worked it through.
Yeah.
On her own. Bully for her.
And
she's listening now.
Oh, great.
Bully for you, girl.
Good for
you.
And so the healing process has to do with change and acknowledgement then?
Has to do with what?
Change and acknowledgement of our real emotions.
Yeah, it's part of it. Because the real emotions and the feelings, that's what gets you into this. Can I read you my poem?
Yes, please.
I wrote this poem, I don't know, yesterday, I think. And then I cleaned it up today, and I thought it was pretty cool. And when I was, like, sitting here a minute ago, I got to get my flashlight out here. It's a good thing a train hasn't come by while we... Okay.
Let's tell the audience where you are. You're out of the train tracks, right?
I'm in Arizona, way out in the desert by the train tracks.
In the
dark. On the wrong side of the tracks.
Go ahead.
Way out in the middle of nowhere in the desert. Okay.
Oh, but you're here with us on BBS Radio, so.
Yeah. But I love my life. I'm the only guy you meet who has actual peace inside.
That is so wonderful to hear.
That's what I teach. That's what I teach my students is to I'm the only guy you meet who has peace inside. I have what the ancient Chinese call harmony in the core. I'm happy. I enjoy my life, and I have my life work. And,
you actually wake up that like that? You wake up like that every day?
I live like that all day.
You live like that? Is it a choice?
It's sweet. It's where we need to go. Money can't buy it for you. You know Napoleon Hill? Remember him?
Yes, I do.
He said that of all the 500 men that he personally knew who were the wealthiest, most successful men in the United States, only one of them had peace of mind.
Oh.
You know who that was? Thomas Edison.
Really?
Number two was John Burroughs, and number three was Andrew Carnegie. But really, it was Thomas Edison, he said. Let me read you this.
Yeah,
this
read your poem, please. Read your poem.
Okay. Why don't you feel? Learn to understand the deep emotions of your heart. And learn to feel again like when you were a child. And feelings came like flowers from your deepest heart. And now, the feelings, how you buried deep away. Emotion and all the years of hurt, lying just below the breathing and the whispers of your soul. Why don't you just relax and take a breath and learn to feel again?
That is absolutely beautiful. It's so to the point, very to the point. And that brings me also to another spot when you were reading that poem and advocating for all of us to feel is you know, our shadow side. I know that you talk about the shadow side of each individual, and in Jungian psychology, that shadow side would be the side of ourselves that we do not acknowledge, and if we do not incorporate it within our psyche, at some point it gets projected onto others, onto the world, onto events, and never is taken back to ourselves. So how do you deal with people and their shadow side, and if they're not going to be able to feel?
Well, the only way you can do the healing is to open up your feelings and to open up your heart to your own self. Because I asked the kids at the naturopathic college, I said, what is number one law of healing? And they said, well, that would be Hippocrates. First of all, the physician must do no harm. But I said, maybe that's number two or three or four. But number one is physician, heal thyself. So for you to have to heal yourself, you have to deal with the deep issues that are secret, that are deep and buried, and are very heavy on the inside of yourself.
Yeah.
That we call the shadow side, the dark energy inside of you. The ancient Chinese called it the underworld ghost river.
The what? The underworld ghost river?
The underworld ghost river.
Wow.
Isn't that deep?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's like an underworld river of dark juju that you've got inside of you. Because when you were young, your daddy was looking at you in a sexual way. And you had to bury all those feelings. Or maybe your mother was criticizing you and never really loved you and hugged you and held you. And you had all that buried. Or maybe because your mom and dad got a divorce when you were little, or maybe because of the divorce that you had 5 years ago, or maybe because you were raped 2 or 3 years ago. I had a woman, I was doing somebody's remedies, and I was sitting on the grass in Arcata, California, outside of my house, and she came up and she said, what's that? And I said, well, these are flower essences. They're to help to heal the emotional. She said, oh, maybe I could use that. And I said, yeah, well, when we're done, I'll be glad to talk to you. We'll make something up for you. So when I was done, she came over, and we sat down. This is what she told me. She said she was a gay woman. She said that she was taking some pizza to her girlfriend's in Berk, in Berkeley. She wrote poetry. She sang the guitar and played the guitar, wrote songs, and she jogged, and she was in school. And she said that she was taking the pizza back one night, and this guy jumped out and raped her and beat her. And she said that she quit writing poetry. She quit jogging. She said she quit singing.
Oh.
And she said she quit school.
What's that?
Totally. And she moved up to Humboldt County. And I used a Star Bethlehem, which is the best remedy in the world for somebody who'd been traumatized.
That was for trauma. Wasn't that for trauma, the Star Bethlehem?
That's for trauma, yeah. And I used a bunch of other remedies. I don't remember what it was. And she began to process the trauma that she was in. So the next month, we made up our second set of remedies. And she took those and continued processing. Well, I'll never forget the day I was sitting out in the grass doing someone's remedies, and she came and she said, "Hi." She said, "I have to invite you to Jambalaya," which was their coffee house. She says, "I'm singing there on Thursday night." And she said, "I'm reading my poetry, some of my poetry, and I'd like for you to know I'm jogging again, and I'm going back to school in Berkeley." And she went back. She was all, you know, back to herself again. She had processed that piece, that trauma. Mm. So what happens is when you have the dark shadow, the emotional baggage, which everybody's, "Oh, I work through that emotional baggage." So, well, you know, my fiance, he doesn't have any emotional baggage. So yeah, I'll wait until you marry him, and then you'll find out. You know, he's got his ex-wife. You're gonna have to deal with her all the time, and his mother, your new mother-in-law, is gonna be over at the house every weekend, telling you what to do. And then he's got children, and they're gonna hate your guts. You know, the boy comes with baggage like you can't believe. As soon as he gets a divorce from the one girl, he goes to another. He's dragging up some young 19-year-old girl, you know.
He doesn't give himself time to even process the other relationship.
Right, right, right. And the reason I'm saying that is because that's the way we all are. We don't deal with our baggage.
Yes.
The underworld ghost river. We carry it, and then it sprouts out as disease, and it sprouts out as depression. It sprouts out as the issues and the stuff and the baggage and the junk and the crap and the poop that we haven't dealt with inside ourselves.
Yeah.
So as we move into the new enlightenment, there's, as far as what I'm teaching, there's two things going to happen. Number one, you're going to have the opportunity not to have any disease anymore. Why? Because you're going to be able, in the new enlightenment, to be able to learn how to prevent disease in yourself so that you won't have disease anymore. My students, they heal their own disease. By the time they come to me, a lot of times, they've been studying nutrition and natural healing and stuff, and they're like really healthy people. When I got my Social Security, they said, "Well, it's going to be 100 for the medical and stuff." I said, "Well, do I need that?" And she goes, "No." And I said, "Well, if I don't want to have it, is it okay? It'll save me $100. And she said, "Yeah, that's fine." I said, "Are there people who don't take that?" She goes, yeah, there are people who have, you know, taken care of themselves and they're healthy." So that's one thing. The second thing is, as we move into the future, we're going to have an opportunity to resolve our emotional baggage and to keep begin to develop harmony in the core and peace and connect with what the ancient Chinese call the Tao, which is what we call here in the West God's plan or God's will, where we're able to connect with our actual purpose in life and what we're supposed to be doing with occupation and what we're supposed to be doing with ourselves so that we can have peace inside and become what the ancient Chinese called a realizing person, where we're in the process of realizing who we really are and what we really have going on with us and the changes we really need to go through, and becoming the person who our higher self really wants us to be, our soul really wants us to be. So in the future, the great enlightenment, we're going to be able to resolve our junk. We're not going to have to carry all this baggage.
There is no time limit tonight. There's no show afterwards. Just letting you know.
That is marvelous, Dr. Love. I just think that this whole, our whole conversation has sort of been about soul evolution in a way.
That's what my work's about. And I use the remedies to stimulate that. To do this kind of evolution with the soul, with the shadow side, with your mind, with your heart, with the human being, with you as a person, you're gonna have something to stimulate it. And you know what? What's his name said? He said, "I'm going to give my analyst another 5 years, and by golly, if I haven't noticed any results, I'm getting rid of that guy."
Yes.
So you've got to have technologies that really kick butt and really get this stuff moving, and that would be the flower essences used the way that I teach in my course.
Yeah,
you have to have someone to teach you how to use it, huh?
I also remember hearing you say that learning makes you egotistical, wisdom makes you humble.
Oh God, that was a cool quote. I forgot about that. Say that again.
Learning makes you egotistical, wisdom makes you humble.
Yeah. And see, all this comes from the humility.
Yeah. Humility.
It comes from the humility.
Yes.
And the learning, the knowledge, is really the knowledge of the self. That's what we need. Once you know yourself, and once you resolve the pain that you carry in your heart, then you can have peace. And you don't need money to have peace. You don't need a husband to have peace. You don't need a new car to have peace. You'll just be a happy camper no matter what's happening.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks, well, if I just have money, but the money's not going to do it.
So there's such an emotional component to the healing that you do, Dr. Love, is what I'm gathering.
Say that again?
There's a huge emotional component to the kind of art of the healing that you do with people. And these essences, yeah.
Yeah, because the emotional component should come first.
Yeah.
First, let's look at you and the issues of stress and the things that you're dealing with. And then we use flower essences. They call constitutional type remedies. If you got fear, you can use mimulus, maybe aspirin. If you got depression, there's 5 depression remedies. You got anxiety, there's remedies, you know, that are for anxiety. And you use those. And what we're looking to do is to have you begin on the inside of yourself to begin to work through the issues that are causing you the anxiety.
And nobody ever talks about that, Dr. Love. I mean, if you go to a physician, they don't ever address that. They don't address any emotion or any spiritual aspect of the person at all.
Yeah. I told at the naturopathic college, I told the kids, I said, look, you're paying $150,000 to go through medical school. Not a single professor is teaching you how to heal the emotional component of the patient.
Oh, that's so sad. But perhaps they don't have the time, perhaps they don't have the space, I don't know.
Well, the real reason is we've been in the dark ages.
Mm.
It's all about war.
I see.
It's all about war. It's all about sex, all about money, all about power. It's all about power over you, sucking your energy. It's all about all these weird things. It's not about love. It's not about healing. It's not about, as you said, the growth of the soul. Not about enlightenment, not about finding God, what Yogananda calls self-realization and God-realization.
Yeah.
It's not about truth, it's about love. As we move into the new enlightenment that's coming, then we'll be able to do this kind of work. And that is there, and as soon as a person wants to reach out and grab it. The two are happening at the same time. The bad is getting worse, the world is going down, the world's being destroyed, the people are getting sick and dying, everybody you know is sick, everybody's got somebody with cancer, and then we're going up. The are and having things work out. But you need to resolve the baggage that you're carrying, because the baggage is drawing to you, which is one of the big secrets. I had a woman call me and said, I know there's something I'm doing inside. There's something inside of me that's drawing that to me. That's a big secret. Something inside of you is drawing this experience to you. So a woman told me that her husband cheated on her, and she's trying to work it out with her husband. I said, that's okay. But you got to realize there's something inside of you. It's not about your husband. It's about you. Mm-hmm. So she's been taking the remedies, and she's been changing, and she's been feeling better.
That is incredible. I hope that, you know, in your next shows coming up on BBS Radio, that you bring these people on so that they can really talk about their experiences.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll ask some of them to come on. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yes, I think so. And I know we're running out of time, but I just wanted to know, do you have any closing thoughts to leave our audience, or, you know, maybe something? And thank you so much for that poem. I thought it was just beautiful. If you could email me that poem, I'd love to have it too.
Really? Oh, okay. I'd love to.
Yeah.
Let me put on my headlamp here.
Because
I'm out here in the dark, way out in the desert by the train tracks.
The stars must be magnificent.
I'm going to read you something from Dr. Bach. How's that?
Sure.
I thought it was really cool.
Sure.
I thought it was really cool. Set it all here. Let's see here. I love Dr. Bach. The science of the last 2,000 years has regarded disease as a material factor, which can be eliminated by material means. Such, of course, is entirely wrong. Disease of the body as we know it is a result and end product of a final stage of something much deeper. Disease originates above the plane, nearer to the mental. It is entirely the result of a conflict between our spiritual and mortal selves. So long as these two are in harmony, then there's perfect health. But when there's discord, what follows is what we know as disease. And that harmony, not having harmony with your soul, means that your soul is telling you, don't accept that truck driving job, but you go ahead and do it anyway. Disease is solely and purely a corrective. It is neither vindictive nor cruel, but is a means adopted by our own souls to point out to us our faults, to prevent our making greater errors and hinder us from doing more harm, and to bring us back to the path of truth and light from which we never should have strayed. And then, let's see here. Do we have enough time? Can I read another paragraph or so?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And then I think this is really sweet from Dr. Bach. For our own part, we must practice peace, harmony, individuality, and firmness of purpose. We must steadfastly practice peace, imaging our minds as a lake ever to be kept calm without waves or even ripples to disturb its tranquility, and gradually develop this state of peace until no event in life, no circumstance, no other personality is able under any condition to ruffle the surface of that lake or raise within us any feelings of irritability, depression, or doubt, to harmonize our lives, our conduct in this life according with the wishes of our own soul, and to remain in such a state of peace that the trials and disturbances of the world leave us unruffled. The action of these remedies, do I have another 30 seconds or minute here?
Yeah, you do. Go ahead.
Okay. The action of these remedies is to raise our vibrations and open up our channels for the reception of our spiritual self, to flood our nature with the particular virtue we need, and to wash out from us the fault that is causing harm, to open up the channels to admit more of the light of the soul, so that the patient may be flooded with healing virtue. They are able, like beautiful music or any glorious uplifting thing, which gives us inspiration to to raise our very natures and bring us nearer to our souls, and by that very act to bring us peace and relieve our sufferings.
Those are perfect closing thoughts for this program, Dr. Love. Thank you so much for reading that. Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Station 1. Thank you for listening, and good night.